all about, and I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Honorton County.
Honorton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business.
Welcome back to Good Morning Honorton.
Hey, guys. I want to give you a little treat. See, in Native culture, well, I say in today's culture, if a young man wanted to woo a young lady, he would simply walk up, ask her for a number, or Facebook her. Well, in Native society, it's much different. Especially on the East Coast, when we are a matriarch society, that means the women are in charge of everything, like Emily said earlier. So to get a woman's attention, you had to work a lot harder.
Oh, yes. You had to really impress us.
Absolutely. So one of the ways we did it was to play the flute. And I'm a flute player myself. And so instead of screaming out Facebook, you had to get near her tent without her father finding out and play her a song. And it had to be her song. And if she responded to your song, that means she's accepted you as a mate. But if not, you better go practice some more.
Or find another song.
Are these songs?
And you better not play the same song for other women.
Did you have to make your own song?
Absolutely. And
you write your own song.
That's so interesting.
And to woo a woman, you had to make her a flute. It wasn't a general flute from everything. You went out, and if you seen a woman, you picked the right type of wood that represented that woman.
That's special.
That wood would represent who she was. So if she was strong like an oak, your flute was made out of oak. If she was soft but strong, it'd be willow. So on and so forth. So even the wood of your flute represented who she was. And when you played a song, it had to represent who she was. So there's a lot of thought and heart that went into the song. It wasn't just going up asking her out, because you had to go through her. First, you had to go through her brothers, then her uncles, and then her father, then her mother, just to say hi. Oh,
that's amazing.
It's sort of like Native American The Voice.
Yeah.
You know, you got buzzed if they wanted to.
That's it. Yeah.
Let's hear.
This was a song I played for my lady in my life.
Did you make that?
I did.
Okay. Wow.
I Will Always Love You.
Oh, that's just amazing. So sweet. And what a history lesson here, a learning experience. I'm really into it, actually. This is Good Morning Honorton. It's already 9:54 on April 1st, and we're talking again about an upcoming event at Raritan Valley Community College. It's called a powwow. It's a huge deal. It's very authentic. There's hundreds of different tribes that are coming, dancers. You guys want to tell a little bit more about it before the end of our show?
I just want to add one more point to the point you made. Indeed, the guiding philosophy of the powwow, as directed and constructed by Emily and Patrick, is the word authentic. This is something that has been important, frankly, to the three of us and important to the school as well. But it will be an authentic powwow.
Just amazing. Yeah, I can't even believe it.
So the crafts have to be authentic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The dancing, the drums, the regalia.
It's definitely a step back in time. And very often, what I think is the most important thing about the powwows, not just the educational aspect, is that the public see that there are Native Americans, you know, in contemporary society, and yet they are living in, they're continuing in their language, they're continuing in their crafts and their music. Language is a huge component of that. A lot of the languages are not really being spoken, and especially now with, you know, you've got Game Boys and the Internet, and so the young people are not learning the languages anymore, and the way our crafts are being passed down, you know, they're getting distracted by more contemporary elements of modern life. So, you know, they say when the music stops, when the language is not spoken, then the culture will die. So the aim of the powwow is to show the public that we're a thriving, rich community. So we really want everyone to come out and enjoy themselves. Like I said, the gates open at 9. We're having some tremendous entertainment in the morning, followed by a fabulous grand entry. And I think that's something that nobody should miss. It's literally the cornerstone of the powwow, and that unites everyone. Bring blankets, chairs. We are not – if you do bring a canopy – we're not, the canopies can't be staked to the ground, so try to bring something to weigh it down if you need to have a canopy. But we're going to have some seating available, special seating for the elderly, veterans, and so forth. And I just encourage everyone to come out and just have a great time. It's a great family event. You know, we're just really thankful and grateful to RVCC and Dr. Kaufman and Mr. John Trojan and the president, Michael McDonough. They've been absolutely supportive, and it's rare that we get that kind of support, and we're just really grateful that we have this opportunity to bring it to the community. And so please check out the website. Again, it's www.raritanval.edu/paintedfaces. And Dr. Kaufman, could you give them that phone number again?
Yeah, 908-231-8816, and just leave a message for Stephen Kaufman. And
hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies, humidity, and a high near 93. The heat index values as high as 102. There will be light southwesterly winds increasing to 6 to 11 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Friday night, a chance of showers, thunderstorms before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 75, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. On Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly afternoon, mostly sunny with a high near 96, and calm winds becoming southwesterly between 5 and 8 miles per hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, partly cloudy with a low around 74, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. On Sunday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms afternoon, mostly sunny skies and a high near 93. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Sunday evening, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low around 72 and a 30% chance of precipitation. Monday, start your work week with a chance of showers and thunderstorms again, partly sunny skies and a high near 89 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. And Monday evening, mostly cloudy skies and a low around 68.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
You're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show this morning. Good morning. It's Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, and I am the host of the show today, and we're going to be talking about a lot of different things coming up. I'm happy to say it's not over yet as far as this summer is concerned, so you can still get out there despite this humidity. Certainly, start your day early in the morning to avoid that midday heat and thunderstorms that might be brewing. Last night was terrible, flooding all over right outside in Ringo's, outside by my farm. We were just flooded all over, and it soon stopped. I was happy to see that, but I couldn't even get my car to cool down this morning on the way to work. I had to keep my window shield wipers going and crank up the air in the humidity and that clears the windows, and it was just crazy all the way to work. So I'm glad for the rain. We certainly need it. I did have some ripened tomatoes this morning as a result, so that was good. But we could do without the flooding. So moderation. What happened to moderation? Anyway, so many good things that are going on. I just actually came from a meeting with Judy Goodwin, who is the executive director of New Economic Development Partnership in Flemington, and it was very interesting. They have quite a lot on their plate to increase the economic development in our borough, the seat of Hunterdon County. And I think that's really important for all of us, especially nonprofits, because if economic development is successful, that means more jobs for people, more income for people, more buying power for the stores, and everybody wins. Absolutely everybody wins. So they're looking at a lot of different things, and they're gung-ho, absolutely gung-ho. Very, very interesting. They're looking at event makers such as Hunterdon Helpline, and of course we put on Salsa Night in the borough, and we put on our town crawl, and they're looking at how to make that easier for everyone to have an event. And again, it's a win-win for everybody, bringing business to the area. The event attracts people from all over, and that means they get to see what a wonderful place not just Flemington is, but representative of all Hunterdon County, that it's a great way to not just spend your recreational time at an event, but to also work and live here as well as play here. So, we put these things on as a nonprofit, obviously, to raise funds, but it raises funds for everyone. The businesses in downtown on Salsa Night are the recipients of a great amount of traffic in their stores, and I know for a fact great profits as a result. But again, most importantly, they're able to showcase to area residents as well as out-of-towners that this is a destination place. This is a place to come. Again, a lovely, 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 lovely place to live. I think Hunterdon County is just truly one of the gems in the country. It offers so much, from farmland, of which I'm happy to be a part of, to wonderful little towns, river towns, just a great eclectic mix, if you will, of just variety, an opportunity. So it was really interesting to talk to Judy, and I wish her well in her new role, because it's important truly for all of us. And again, as I said, for the nonprofits in the area to be able to connect our clients with jobs and financial success is very, very, very important. And I think that sometimes we don't realize how interconnected we are. I think it's really important that we support each other, and reach out to each other. That all the pieces of the puzzle, if you will, are really, really important if we're all going to be successful. And that's the for-profit businesses, the non-profit businesses, government, and obviously our residents. So kudos to the Flemington Community Partnership. They seem to be on a roll. And they have, during the summer, if you're, like I said, summer's not over yet, Thursday night music. Friday night they open, and Saturday they've opened up the new beer and wine garden at the filling station on Main Street. I leave Hunterdon Helpline and pass by all the time, and unfortunately I end my work night late, so don't get to stop, but see that it's crowded there in a good way. Lots of people out, lots of people experiencing Flemington as a result. Just really a great idea and a great use of a space that for so long wasn't used. So that's what economic development is all about. It really, again, connects those dots. You have a piece of property that wasn't being used, and suddenly we've got some really creative people who come up with a great idea to utilize that property, turn it from a vacant, sort of stagnant appearance to this vibrant, oh my gosh, even during the week when you drive by, you say, ah, I got to go to that thing. Look at that, with the picnic tables and the built-in recreation games for the kids. And, wow, I really have to experience that. And that's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. And, of course, if you're going to come to Flemington for the Beer and Wine Garden, take a stroll down to the businesses, you know, before they close for the evening, do some shopping, support local commerce, come back. Have your beer or wine and hang out with the folks. It's just a really nice neighborhood atmosphere. So that's just one of the things that they have brought to Flemington since getting started, I guess, in the spring. I went to my first meeting of the Flemington Community Partnership, I think it was back in April or May, but in any case, they're on a roll and plan on making a lot of improvements for people, like I said, who are putting on events, welcoming packages for people to come into Flemington to make sure that it is, in fact, a welcoming environment. So they've got a lot on their shoulders, quite a bit on their plates, but I do wish them a successful time. We're going to take a short break for a couple of words from our sponsors, as they used to say back in the day.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, every Friday morning between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, and I just want to tell you that when you are in need of anything, or you know someone who is in need of anything, facing any challenge, your first call for help is Hunterdon Helpline at 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630 or our local number 908-782-4357. Visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. We are there for you 24/7, 365 days out of the year. For any challenge, basic human needs, support for seniors and persons with disabilities, children, youth, and family issues, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, energy, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, link after hours, and so much more. Again, give us a call, 1-800-272-4630. Or 908-782-4357. What people don't realize, 47 years ago, we started as a teen hotline offering anonymity solutions to problems to teens, naturally evolved into a helpline for everyone. And we're there for you. Like I said, 24/7, 365 days out of the year, rain or shine, just like the Pony Express. Again, if you know someone, please send them to Helpline if they're in need. And also check out on the website at www.helplinehc.org the list of programs and services that we specifically offer. Literacy services, programs for seniors, aging in place, work connectivity, programs to match employees in the area with employers who are in Hunterdon County. Very important things, but as our helpline, More importantly, we don't just refer to our own services. We have a database of 1,500 programs and services of other agencies, governments, nonprofits, etc., that can help you with a holistic solution to whatever challenge you are facing. And that's what we do. We try to figure out what your challenge is and who are the best people, the best organizations to assist you with that issue. So give us a call, 908-782-4357. And we were just talking about some economic development with the Flemington Community Partnership, but a lot of other things are going on in our area as well. And I want to give a shout out very specifically to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Their Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2016 has recently graduated, and they celebrated in June. And very important to Hunterdon Helpline is one of our Board of Trustees members, Joe Peters of Reichert Realtors in Clinton. He graduated as well. I'm so proud of him for having taken the class and graduating, and he learned so much. He tells the Board of Trustees at our board meetings all the time some new thing that he learned about Hunterdon County or the people in Hunterdon County or the organizations. Hunterdon Helpline was part of a panel on social services, so we did speak to the leadership Hunterdon class this year, as we did last year, and actually that's when I met Joe for the first time, and it was inspiring because also Joe has an interest in our senior division specifically because he does cater in his real estate business to the 55 and older crowd, and also has a radio show here every week. It is, I'm looking for the exact time, between 4 and 5 on Tuesday. It's called Real Estate Matters, and then it alternates with 55 plus. So one week it's Real Estate Matters, the next week it's 55 plus, which is very creative if you ask me. So he's there to help you with those issues regarding real estate, and also for the challenges of 55 plus, making a transition perhaps from the family homestead, if you will, to a smaller living arrangement, and how do you do that successfully. So again, congratulations to the leadership Hunterdon class of 2016 and our very own Joe Peters of Reichert Realtors in Clinton. A lot of people have taken that course. A lot of my nonprofit associates, Colleen Dewar of Family Promise, Caroline Scott of United Way. So it's really interesting to see every year who is going to be part of that class. And each year is different. They produce a white paper at the end about a different topic. And so the most important thing, I think, about the program is that the class is learning very specifically in detail about Hunterdon County, where they work and live and play. And that's important. So often I come across people who, you know, they have no idea that, you know, Helpline exists, or they have no idea that there is an event coming up, or who takes care of what issue, or how many nonprofits there are, or where we collaborate with for-profit businesses, or how does the county operate? What connects us? Again, connection being a huge sort of my theme of the show today. And suddenly they take this class with the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and they really see the workings of the county, from government to business to nonprofit, the agricultural community, the tourism community, again, all those pieces coming together, connecting, and really producing the whole of Hunterdon County for a wonderful, successful place for people not only to work and live, but for people to come and spend the weekend, for people to take a vacation, because there is so much. And oftentimes I hear the graduates say very clearly that even though they may have lived here all their lives, that they really had no idea of the not just the machinations, if you will, of the county, but what is here, what are the resources, how are those resources utilized, supported, kept in existence. The history of the area is so rich. So it's really an absolutely fabulous program. No question about it. No question about it. We're going to take a break and come back to talk about some of the other things that are going on in Hunterdon County and how all those hands are reaching out across your neighborhood and the county at large.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
She wants to raise taxes. We're going to cut taxes down to a level that we haven't seen in many, many years.
Donald Trump and what he sees as Hillary Clinton's tax plans. The owner of Social Kitchen and Bar in Birmingham, Alabama, is going to assist customers who may need a vaccination after one of his employees has hepatitis A. Zach Sklar says he expects business will be down.
I'm sure that it'll kind of freak people out for a little bit. We expect it to.
A group of people wearing Bart Simpson masks invaded San Francisco's Bay Area Rapid Transit System, that's BART, as part of a public art project called Bart on BART. Alyssa Patel is the artist who organized the stunt and said the BART system carries 420,000 people a day. This is USA Radio News.
Have you dreamed of going to the Holy Land and see the places that you've read about in the Bible? Hi, this is Governor Mike Huckabee. Join Western Journalism and me for the Israel Experience 2016. You'll experience the land of the Old Testament and the Gospels, the complex and beautiful land that was the setting for the teachings, the battles, and the miracles of the Bible. During your Israel experience, you'll walk where Jesus walked, sit atop the Mount of Beatitudes, and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane. You'll explore the old city of Jerusalem and swim in the Dead Sea. Join me and embrace the great beauty and spiritual significance of this land. Go to IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Airfare to Israel, 5-star hotel accommodations, all meals, fees, and even tips are included in this journey that'll change your life. IsraelExperience2016.com/Western Journalism. Come to Israel this year.
The weather forecast for today starts with sunny skies and lots of humidity and high temperatures. High temperatures, high heat index, and we are now at 94 degrees, and it is 78% humidity. It will be going up to higher temperatures later in the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies, a mix of clouds and sun, and winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible, and the high is around 95. On Saturday, we'll have scattered showers, thunderstorms, a high of 95 degrees. And the thunderstorms will congregate mostly in the morning, and winds will be 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Saturday evening, thunderstorms early during the evening, then partly cloudy overnight, the low around 75 degrees, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. On Sunday, we have thunderstorms again. Partly cloudy early on, and the thunderstorms developing later in the afternoon with a high around 94 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Sunday evening, again, scattered thunderstorms during the evening, then partly cloudy overnight. The low will be 73 degrees, and winds will be light and variable, with the chance of rain at 40%. Sorry to say, your scattered showers and thunderstorms will continue into Monday, with a high of 90 degrees, and the chance of rain about 50%, with the evening bringing more scattered thunderstorms and variable clouds, low around 70 degrees, and the chance of rain, 50%. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon Helpline Show. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Helpline, your host. Your hostess with the mostest, right? Talking about a lot of different things. The interconnectedness of the folks in Hunterdon County, how we really try to partner with each other for success, whether you're for-profit, non-profit, government, an entity like the Chamber, really helping businesses, pushing economic development, the same as the Flemington Community Partnership. Lambertville has its Chamber. We've got all these different groups working individually, yet working together. And again, that's the theme of Hands Across Hunterdon. How do we stretch out that hand across the county to make a difference? Whether it's for folks in need, whether it's for economic development, all these things interconnect for the betterment of everyone. Any organization looking to promote business, if the business is promoted, that means more jobs for the clients of the nonprofits in the area. So very, very, very important. And a big thrust of what Hunterdon Helpline tries to do, because, again, it's two programs, our literacy services program, which provides one-on-one instruction in English, basic English for those who are native English speakers, and also English as a second language. This is very important, and I want to emphasize what our program is all about. It's not just about learning grammar and conjugating verbs, the old-fashioned way of learning a language. We set goals for each and every session between tutor and student that will advance that person in their community, whether it be for a job, whether it be for advanced education, whether it be simply to be able to communicate with their physician or with their child's teacher. We take a very different approach on how we teach English, because we feel that language is about functionality in your community. It's not just about writing an essay, going on to college, etc. It is truly about how to be successful financially for both you and your family. It's a very different approach that we have in this one-on-one relationship between tutor and student, always with the eye on the ball of success. Success in that community. Success becoming a citizen. Success becoming financially stable. Success going on to college and a profession. Success in getting a certification program under your belt. Again, so you can be financially successful within a particular field or industry. It's a fabulous program. Call us at 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357. If one, you want to be a student, two, you want to be a tutor, or three, as a business, you want to learn more about it so that you can, in fact, send one of your employees or more to the program. This is free. Yes, we ask for donations all the time. We're beholden to grants to keep it going, but the student never pays. So this is something that, again, if we start talking about economic development and you want to educate your workforce very specifically for your field, for the vocabulary, for instance, that might be used in your field, whether it's a restaurant or a manufacturing plant or whatever, we incorporate those goals into each of the sessions between tutor and student. Very, very important. Again, the writing skills, the speaking skills all come with that. That's not something that we ignore. But again, to have an adult learner who's got so much on their plate, whether it be the job, family, children, volunteering, medical issues, or whatever, to spend time learning a language, basically, out of their normal itinerary for the day. It has to be successful. They need to go home or to go to work the next day knowing that that session was successful, that they learned something immediately. I'll just throw out there an example. I play the banjo, and I just got a new instructor because I want to be really good at playing the banjo. And I have found over the course of years of learning how to play the banjo that different approaches, different styles come from different instructors. And I just started with this new instructor who said, I'm not going to teach you. I'm learning bluegrass, and there's what we call the rolls and so forth, licks and all kinds of stuff. And he said, I could have you practice rolls all day long, and rolls are almost like if you play scales on a piano. He said, but, you know, are you really, can you play? And so his whole approach was that, yes, I was going to learn a new role, but would I be able to play a song? And in the first session with him, I was able to play a song using all the bluegrass mechanisms. That's really important because, guess what? I went home so totally elated, engaged, empowered that, yes, I play every day anyway, but that's, you know, because I know I have to. After going home after that lesson, I played every day with such zeal. And I don't like to sing because I really can't sing. And that's what's great about the banjo. It drowns out the fact that you can't sing well. But with such zeal that I practiced like I've never practiced before and really couldn't wait to get back to the next lesson. So taking that story and as an example of what we do at Helpline for Literacy Services is really spot on because, again, we all know as adults to stop and learn something, to carve out that time, it better be good. You better have something to show for it, especially when you have kids at home, because that's another hour or so that you could be spending with the kids. You could be, you know, mowing the lawn. You could be doing all those things you cannot do when you're at work. So it really has to end in a reward. And that's what our literacy program for adults, you have to be 18 or older, does. We want you to go home, go to your family, and say, look at me. Look what I learned. And not just impress them, but impress yourself. Because that's what's going to make you come back to the next lesson. Just like with my banjo instructor, I could not wait to go back for that next lesson and to build upon that. And so that's what we strive for. And our tutors are fantastic, just absolutely fantastic. In order to be a tutor with Huntington Helpline's Literacy Services, you have to go through our program. There is a 5-week training course. And then after the 5 weeks, you need to be matched with somebody and for 3 months. And you also need to attend one of our roundtable in-service lessons. And then you become certified. You get a certificate to become certified tutor with Huntington Helpline's Literacy Services Program, which is also an affiliate of Literacy New Jersey and ProLiteracy, and we are also part of the consortium with the ESC, Educational Services Commission, and a couple of other literacy groups in Somerset County to supply this kind of robust instruction for people who wish to learn English, improve their language, their English, improve even your pronunciation. If you feel that, you know, you've been speaking English for years, but you want to improve your pronunciation, your ability to speak and be understood, it doesn't matter what your goal is. We will tailor the program for you very specifically. We had a student 1 year who deferred enrollment at Rutgers because she was very conscious of her accents and her ability to speak, and she wanted to be able to throw herself into her schoolwork without having that anxiety. And so we simply helped her with that. And a year later, she went in. She's doing fantastic. So everybody comes with a different goal, and we try to meet those goals very, very specifically. So, again, 908-782-4357, 908-782-4357, or visit us at helplinehc.org on the web, and you'll be able to learn a little bit more. But just give us a call, whether you're someone who wants to take the course, volunteer to be a tutor, or recommend it and support somebody to be in the program as an employer. Like I said, give us a call, learn some more about it. Fabulous program. 908-782-4357. And we'll be right back after these few messages.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hands Across Hunterdon, right back with you. And I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show, every Friday. And we've been talking about a lot of different things, but right now I want to conclude the program talking about the Hands Across Hunterdon that means so much to so many people, and that's the nonprofits, and also our Give Hunterdon organization that we started, I guess, 2 years ago now, which is a partnership of area nonprofits coming together to be able to really market their nonprofit, to get the message out to everyone of what they do, what they need, and truly the kind of support that they should be getting because of the work that they do. In so many cases, the work that governments, local governments, need to get done, but for lack of a better way to describe it, subcontract with many of our nonprofits to provide those particular services because the nonprofits are, in fact, expert in those fields. So what do? How do you support, whether it's to send in a donation, and boy, do we need donations, or to volunteer, and boy, do we need volunteers, or to even supply material items. So often, nonprofits need office chairs, or a desk, or a computer, or even, I'll tell you, a ream of paper is not cheap when you're working on a tight budget like we do in the nonprofit world. So dependent upon people who to support us. So if you go to givehunterdon.org, you can see all the area nonprofits that work together under that Give Hunterdon heading. We have Good News Home for Women, and they are short and long-term residential rehabilitation center for women who want to overcome a variety of issues, including addiction. Safe in Hunterdon. And Safe in Hunterdon, as you know, helping people who have been the victim of domestic violence. They have a variety of different programs to assist them and their children, as well as having a safe house. NAMI of Hunterdon, the National Alliance on Mental Illness for Hunterdon County, part of the larger NAMI network, and it seeks to improve the quality of life for people who are suffering from mental illness. Fisherman's Mark supports individuals and families in meeting basic needs and building skills necessary for self-sufficiency. They also have a food pantry. They have moved recently. You can Google any of these or go to givehunterdon.org to find out the particulars, addresses, etc. Family Promise of Hunterdon County. Sheltering families who are in need and partnering with local houses of worship to provide that shelter until that family gets back on its feet. They do so much more than just providing a physical space. Again, providing counseling, other programs for getting housing, for sustaining housing. Just absolutely wonderful for really, again, navigating those challenges that unfortunately hit and result in homelessness. The Hunterdon County YMCA should speak for itself. A variety of different programs also provides child care, summer camp, preschool, family programs, swim lessons, specialized programs for seniors. Truly an amazing organization right here in our midst. And what I like about the YMCA is that the YMCA of Hunterdon County is about Hunterdon County. You know, we say the YMCA, everybody recognizes that. I have traveled in various different countries and always love to see a sign for the YMCA. But the YMCA there is different than the YMCA here. And the people at the Hunterdon County YMCA, you know, they're our neighbors. They're doing great work. And all about the Hunterdon County residents and the Hunterdon County residents' needs. So, fabulous people, fabulous organization. Hunterdon Youth Services, a little known nonprofit, I think, in our area, and they house and help youth, young boys, who need an alternative living situation to what they currently have for a variety of different reasons. And again, not just a bed. So many services go into this to really help that individual become successful. And they also opened up a new thrift shop, and hopefully you will become a customer or donate items for that. Very important fundraiser for them, but also a great service for the rest of the community because, again, when we're successful with one of our clients at Helpline who's about to get an apartment after being homeless, how are we going to furnish it? So this is a very important service that Youth Services of Hunterdon County provides. The Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program, great program. It's a private nonprofit organization that helps through confidential individual group and family treatment services to those suffering from addiction. And it's been around for quite a number of, I think, four decades now. So, been doing good work. CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Children. CASA of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren Counties does, again, great work for advocating for children, both in school and a court setting, and helping also kids who might be in foster care that age out. This is a important program because there's so many challenges we face as an individual. We don't just get up in the morning, brush our teeth, go to work, come home. When we think about every single thing that we need to address, even going to school, the ramifications of that, teacher conferences, kids who need additional help, tutoring, what have you. Just think about the years your kids went to school or are going to school currently and all the intricacies of that. When you have a child who doesn't have that support system that you provide to your own kids in school, how could they possibly be successful? So, great program again, CASA Shaw. And Meals, well, NorWestCap. NorWestCap, of course, has a variety of different programs for emergency services, other initiatives that lead to self-reliance, to over 35,000 under-resourced people, people below the poverty line, people who are going to experience poverty. NorWestCap also has Head Start in our county. Very, very important as well. So, absolutely great organization. Meals on Wheels. Our seniors and disability services division works with Meals on Wheels all the time. We have a client who is living alone, trying to stay living alone. He's 84 years old, and I encourage him to eat those meals. He stopped the program because he said, I'll eat what's in my house. Somebody else. This was wonderful. He said, I feel like I'm taking food away from somebody else who needs it. And I assured him that he wasn't, that everyone who needs it gets it. And I love the folks at Meals on Wheels. A shout out to Regina and Joanne. Great program. But we work with each other to connect our clients with them, and when they have a client that they see, they're dropping off meals, but they need something more, like our telephone reassurance program that checks in with them every day. So this particular client, he's a telephone reassurance client of ours. We're making sure now that he's got Meals on Wheels, and he understands the program, he understands he's not taking food away from someone else, and that he's eating it. And I tell him every day when he gets frustrated with himself, because at 84 years old, he does have some memory issues, some physical things. I said, that nutritious meal is so important for you to get through your day. And once I explained that to him and said, you know what, it's a great meal. I've actually eaten a couple of samples, but you know, everybody wants mom's food. So what if it isn't? And he's now, oh, I'm so happy. This is, to me, a great success story. He's eating that meal religiously every day because he wants to take care of himself. So that was just wonderful. And speaking of food, we've got the Flemington Food Pantry. Don't forget to support them. And they cover almost 1,300 qualified families in terms of providing them with food. You can't get better than that. Volunteer Guardianship 101, we're running out of time. But this is almost like Casa Shaw. Instead of being a guardian for a child, you're a guardian for a senior who needs additional help, who are suffering from incapacity, and who cannot navigate whether it's paying bills, whether it's going to get their public assistance, what have you. Again, it's one-on-one volunteer guardianship for an individual who needs that extra help and doesn't have a person like that in their lives. So givehuntington.org, go there, find out more about these organizations, support your local nonprofit, please. Very, very important. We have run out of time.